This is Richard Dover. My son Josh and I were going to do a podcast in regards to some of the other challenges he's facing besides those from his motorcycle accident. But sadly, he had to be rushed to the emergency room yesterday because he had paralysis of his entire body. Needless to say, he is not able to do this podcast. The good news out of this is that he does have some movement now, but very minimal. And so what I thought I would do is just do a very short podcast about just what recently happened and to talk about Joshua's attitude. So again, he had paralysis from his neck down. He was not able to move any of his body. He is rushed to the emergency room. And as of today, a day later, 24 hours later, he does have some movement, but very minimal. Today, when he had physical therapy, he gave all his effort he possibly could, but he only could lift his leg or his arms about 1 inch. He was able to move his arms today enough to be able to call me. And so I was able to talk to him on the phone a little bit. I wish I would have recorded our conversation because I was kind of shocked with his attitude. And this is the thing that I want to stress is that in spite of all Josh's challenges, he's been able to have a positive attitude when I myself would not necessarily have a good attitude. So this is what happened when I got the phone call from Josh. I answered the phone. I could see that it was coming from the hospital. I thought it was his mother, but I answered the phone and it's Joshua, and these are the words out of his mouth: "Can I order a pepperoni pizza?" And so knowing it was Josh and knowing he was joking around, I joked back with him and that all we have is cheese pizza with no cheese. And he says, "Well, then I'll have a pizza with tomato sauce and crust." And so then I joked back with him saying, "Well, sir, since you have such a positive attitude, I think you should be an employee of ours. I think you would be able to handle a lot of our customers that complain." And then he joked back with me. And the next thing you know, he said, "Well, as long as you deliver the pizza in a pizza box." And then I talked about we didn't have a pizza box. And he said, "Well, that's fine." I says, "Well, sir, it's dropped on the ground and may have a little bit of dirt on it." And then he joked around and said, "Hey, I've been in Iraq. I've had dirt with everything you can possibly think of. I had steak with dirt." And so after the joking around, we got to being a little bit serious. And so he started telling me what was going on. But that's part of the things I love about my son, Josh, is that him and his dad both can have a kind of a smart aleck and joking spirit. And he's able to joke even though he's dealing with paralysis of his body. Came to find out is that the doctor said that looking at his MRI from August, that he has a traumatic brain injury, which we had no idea. None of the family members knew that. What we understood is he did not have a brain injury, but the doctor said looking at his MRI from August is very clear that he had a brain injury. So then talking to Josh, I says, "Well, maybe what you're going through right now is just so that we can find out more of what your injuries are and be able to deal with them." And he said, "Yep, I think that's the case." So what we found out, he does have a traumatic brain injury, but the doctor does not believe that's the root cause of what's taking place right now, that he thinks there's something that's having to do with his spinal cord. So they're doing a complete MRI of his spine. And then hopefully we can find out more of what is happening. We do know that he did have an injury of his spine. And so maybe this is related. So we're anxiously waiting to find out what's happened. So then I asked Josh, I said, "Josh, with all this going on, why do you have a positive attitude joking around?" And he says, "Well, you know, there's nothing else I can do. I just have learned to be able to accept that whatever is happening at the moment, to deal with it and to find answers. And I refuse to just be negative about what's going on." Can I tell you that even with his attitude about that is answer to prayer, because we're praying that he will stay positive amidst all that's going on, that he will fight the good fight of faith, that he won't give up. And as of now, as of today, he's not giving up. And then I asked him about him being able to make the phone call. And he says, "Well, Dad, my body's starting to improve. I'm able to move my hands and reach over to the phone, and I could do nothing earlier." So that's the latest update. It's not a positive update, but it is positive in the sense that he is improving in spite of having paralysis. So it is becoming a minute-by-minute journey now. What is interesting is that earlier he was doing okay. You know, and I have to say, as his father, it makes me angry. Not only his father, his mother and his stepmom were all angry to find out that he had a brain injury and probably explained some of his speech problems and other things. And we had no idea because we were told that there was no brain injury. In fact, if you listen to our previous interviews, Josh talked about the fact that maybe he had a concussion, but that was the extent of it. And find out otherwise, it is very frustrating and makes you very angry at the system. So I should end this podcast by saying, if you have a loved one that has any kind of injury, goes in the hospital for anything at all, is you have to ask multitudes of questions. You have to push with the doctors to find out what they have done and not done, that you have to be your loved one's advocate because you cannot just trust the medical system. The good news, Josh really likes the doctor that he has right now while he's at the hospital and says the doctor is very thorough. The doctor's determined to find out what is causing the paralysis. The doctor is not just making the assumption it's because there's a brain injury. And so we feel like Josh has an advocate in the doctor he has right now. But I just want to encourage you, if you have a loved one that ever goes in the hospital for any type of injury, sickness, illness, disease, whatever it may be, is you just have to be on top of it. You have to ask the hard questions, the tough questions. You have to not assume that the doctors know what they're talking about. You have to assume that the doctors are not telling you everything that they may know. You have to assume that the doctors are looking at multitudes of patients, and unless you're the advocate, you may not see the results that you need to see. Anyways, thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast, and hopefully soon be able to have one live with Joshua.